Good afternoon. You're listening to On Blast with the Philadelphia Student Union on WPEB 88.1 FM. We're your hosts for today's show. I'm Shanice Mobley.
And I'm Chinadu Enigwe. The Philadelphia Student Union is a youth-led organization. We're a group of young people from Philadelphia public schools making changes in the school system, doing political education and leadership development.
On Blast is the only youth-led and youth-produced radio show in Philadelphia. That means the students do the interviews, edit and produce segments, and we host the show. We're using the media as a tool to organize and liberate young people.
You can tune in to On Blast every Sunday from 2 to 3 p.m. on 88.1 FM WPEB. Or you can also listen to the show online by going to our podcast at onblast.podomatic.com. While you are there, you can also subscribe to our podcast and have new shows sent directly to your iTunes.
Today we'll hear about how the military targets high school students and its recruiting practices and how you can stop them from getting your personal information.
We'll listen to some poetry by student union members Khalif Dobson and myself, Chinadu Enigwe.
And we'll hear the report on our platform on teacher quality, plus we'll have music and other news.
First, let's hear a segment about military recruiting by Daniel Jones and Shanice Mobley.
I guess I wanted to join the Marines because in a way it's somewhat of a family tradition. And a couple of members on my father's side of the family were actually in the armed forces. So in a way I felt obligated to continue the tradition. I mean, I think the armed forces in general are always targeting people. Like particularly at West, we have Junior ROTC, which is an Air Force Academy within our school. And I basically joined that in my ninth grade year because I needed some credits, and they was offering credits for actually joining that. So I joined that. It was kind of okay. They ain't never asked me to join the Air Force, but I don't know. I just felt the need to join it because I needed the credits. So I guess that's one of the ways of trying to get people to join. It's offering something that they need. I might have to join it again later on because I still need the credits. I mean, I guess it was kind of fun. A lot of my friends was in it, so I had a chance to hang out with friends. Before school, they actually started because we had to come in early. And then, it actually was an enjoyable experience. I had a chance to learn about airplanes and got a uniform to wear. So my mom actually looked kind of proud when she saw me in it, and I wasn't just going to go into West Philadelphia High School, with the things she had heard going on with the school, so.
That was Khalif Dobson, a student at West Philadelphia High School, talking about some of his experiences with JROTC. We noticed that between programs like ROTC, military recruiters at schools, and the fact that recruiters can gain access to many students' personal information, the military can have a major presence in students' lives. We wanted to explore the issue a little further.
This is Simone, a student at Kappa, a magnet school.
At Kappa, the military is really non-existent. I mean, you don't see a recruiter coming in and talking to you and trying to get all this information from you and trying to make you join the military or anything. I mean, what we're expected to do is do our art for the rest of our life. So I mean, military doesn't fit into there.
But what about at West? We asked Khalif about the military presence there.
Constantly have military recruiters, and then you have JROTC, and then even at our college fair, they invite all the armed forces, Marines, Navies, all those to come out.
Why do they have such a big presence at West?
Directly because of ROTC. And you have a lot of students that start off signing up just for the credit, but then they hear about all the stuff that's supposed to be offered to them. And in a way, they're recruited as soon as they hit the school. So they're kind of adapt to the military surroundings.
What are those military surroundings?
A major increase from insecurity. But in a way, I think that's better in comparison to what we had last year. Because last year, we didn't have security. We had armed police officers patrolling the hallways. So now they just hire more security. Security is extremely tight, strictly enforced. 10-day suspension for stepping out of line. They need to try and hear what you got to say. I feel like the way they run the military is a lot of ways they run in school. You have the person that's over top of everybody and has to be in constant watch of those people. And if they step out of line, then it's extreme consequences for it. that's basically the exterior, but internally, yeah, I can see how you got the impression of like being militarized quickly in school, because like when you come into school, you think of school as this loving, like peaceful type place, and once you get into school, it's nothing like that at all. I mean, I feel like the way that they like set the school up, they're pushing students out, and then those students' option, if they don't have an education, might be the streets or the military.
We talked to a student at Kappa who said that the military wasn't really in her school. Why are they in West but not Kappa?
So they target West because, one, they feel like, all right, these are the kids that's not going to be set up to be your CEOs. These are the people that's going to be desperate enough then have to go into the Army. So how can we go about approaching them when you install the ROTC into that school so they get aware of what the military or any armed force is, for that matter, and kind of get used to, like, marching and, like, taking orders and, like, then after that, they were like, okay, now that we had this in the school, so these are prime people, prime candidates. So if we start taking resources out of their schools and start taking away from everything possible that could have made them, like, go to college or, like, extend their education and start make them dependent upon a dollar, then we can definitely get these more students coming in, because they'll be so dependent upon a dollar that they'll be like, okay, I'm not going to go to college anyway. My family do have needs that need to be taken care of. So why not the Army? And then you had the Army always constantly coming and recruiting. It's like a cycle in a way.
The Army does recruit and invests a lot in targeting certain communities. The American Friends Service Committee reported that the military spent billions of dollars last year in targeted recruiting of, quote, high-achieving, low-income students, end quote. We asked Khalif what he thought about that.
I mean, just the fact that they use the term high-achieving, low-income students, I think the emphasis would be on the term low-income. So you have this system that's set up in a way so that if you're coming out of an impoverished family, then you're in a way either going to be set up to be impoverished or you're going to do everything you can to get out of that system. So the way they pitch it to these people or these students particularly is, I want to say, an either-or option. Either you join the Army or you take your chances outside. So high-achieving, low-income students, like, I feel like if you're high-achieving, then, like, you're high-achieving. It doesn't matter if you're low-income or not. It just shows, like, how there's different standards depending on what school you're coming from.
After we talked to Khalif, we looked into just how the military does its recruiting. One thing that makes it easy for the military to target high-achieving, low-income students is the fact that they are provided with their contact information. Under No Child Left Behind, every high school junior and senior has their contact information given out to military recruiters by their schools. This is done so that recruiters can have the information of the students that they want to target for recruitment. They need this because as war goes on, it's getting harder and harder to get people to sign up to go to war, so they're trying to get as many young people as possible. To stop yourself from being targeted and recruited by the military, you can opt yourself out of having your information released to recruiters. Here's how you can do that. Step 1. Go to the American Friends Service Committee website at afsc.org and click on the Youth and Militarism tab at the top. There's a lot of really great information on the site, but you can find the opt-out form by clicking on the Recruiting in Schools button on the side and then clicking on Opt-out on the right-hand side under Information and Resources. You can download the opt-out form from there. Step 2. Print out the form and fill it out. Remember, you do not need a parent's signature even if you're under 18.
You can address the opt-out forms to 4040 North Fairfax Drive, Suite Number 200, Arlington, Virginia, 22203-1613. We wanted to know why the military has such a big presence in our lives, and we found out that they do because they want to recruit us. But more than that, they specifically want to recruit poor students who have no choice but to join the Army or take their chances elsewhere. But we were also left with a question. If No Child Left Behind is supposed to help students, then why is it allowing for the military to recruit us and put us in harm's way?
Stay tuned for more on Blast after the short music break.
I've got a black magic woman, got me so blind I can't see. That she's a black magic woman, she's trying to make a devil out of me. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Yes, don't turn your back on me, baby. Stop messing around with your tricks. Don't turn your back on me, baby. You just might pick up my magic. Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah. Love. But wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning, yeah, talking about how she can make it right, yeah. Yeah, happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. Nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah. I'll be good to you. We'll be together. Yeah. See each other. Walk away with victory. Yeah. Oh, baby, love and happiness. Oh, yeah, love and happiness. Oh, hey, hey, hey. Make you do right, and love and make you do wrong, and make you come home. Stay out all night long. Oh, love. Wait a minute. Let me tell you.
About military recruiters and how students can opt out. Now, let's get some news about the school district.
The school district is entering a major reconstructing phase with the district's new superintendent, Dr. Arlene Ackerman, who is seeking to establish herself as pushing for change and innovation. The district has also stated that it is seriously looking for community involvement in the process. Ackerman and the School Reform Commission has called for a series of focus groups and working groups to guide the planning process.
This is a really great opportunity for parents, students, and community members to get their voices heard in a way that is usually impossible. We need everyone who has a stake in Philadelphia education to come out and make sure that their presence is felt. We will keep you posted on dates and times of these meetings. Check out our website at www.phillystudentunion.org.
Now let's hear some poetry by student union members Chinadu Enigwe, that would be me, and Khalif Dobson.
Yo, what's up? This is my man Chinadu, a.k.a. the Chinadubious Paradox. You can't touch him, you can't stop him, you can only hope to contain him. Listen, this man kicks knowledge.
What's up? This is a little piece I wrote for, you know, the homeless people in Philadelphia. So, please enjoy. In my days of insanity, I've come across the saneless. With so much woe in their life, the hurt was really painless. The sense was beaten out of them and left them kind of brainless. Did it sign off of society and seem to be just shameless? I met my share of people and I roamed my share of cities. I see even living life the wrong way can be kind of gritty. When you screwed your life so bad that it hurts to start it over, you know you'll be on the corner, air guitar on cliffs of Dover. People look and say he's crazy, his mind is really drifted, but it feels so good to not care. It's almost like you lifted. People say your karma's spent and you really have no luck. But you look him in the eyes and see, I just don't give up. The way you dress is off the chain and people think you're kind of strange, but you respond to them all. Do you have any spare change? Your technique is really clever. It's impossible to stretch you up, ignore for your plea for change. You make it hurt by saying bless you, emanating from the subways, pervading through the masses. People cut their eyes at you while staring through their glasses. Sagacious force confused and turn the media and imperial. And the patrons bought the hype and turned the god into material. Now you're a household name. People know you on the streets. And they think you're kind of cool because you have nothing on your feet. Your car fare comes around. The train ride is also bliss. But they constantly batter you because your aura smells of piss. And you try to plead your case and say that I don't have a bad. But they can do nothing else except point at you and laugh. You're a product of comedic malice. And that's a fallacy. Everyone was created equal. And that's a policy.
I am born from the womb of the African queen. 9 months in silence, I had a chance to picture my dream. Listening to stories you hear of the King of Martin and the undefinable X with the Malcolm. I listened to the breaking news of the bombing of Philly, and I heard the gunshots ring off on the corners my brother stood on, sisters heard of, and fathers died for, bleeding down the walls that would later become the core of passion, forgetting the reasons needed for weapons and public testing, challenging our reasons of being, scratching off our history like a Honda King. 16, 16, 16, she screamed, as the world she loved will only picture her as a sexual thing, not meant to be around the presence of kingliness. And me, no more than 60 days old, had to unknowingly experience this. Now, how carrying the feet to poison the only human my undeveloped mind was intertwined with? Insane, in the internal membrane I will become this. Way before I had a chance to develop emotions, I felt this. Hurt by this, I cried tears made up of water, purified with the impurities and insecurities the world has given to her. And now me, I see and didn't see the light growing in my own pain. Living inside of darkness, I reflected on this world, and in the 8th month, I created the plot to destroy this kingdom and create equality.
You just heard some poetry by Chinedu Enigwe and Khalid Dobson. Now it's time to talk about what's going on in the news.
Victories can be hard to come by in the Philadelphia public school system, but about a month ago, Juntos, an organization that works with Mexican-Americans in South Philadelphia, won a huge victory for that community. Until that point, school district service to Spanish-speaking parents has been extremely limited. At many schools, a bilingual counselor was available only one day per week. This left parents without any real means of being involved with their children's education. But parents organizing with Juntos got the district to sign an agreement that guaranteed many things, including
3 new full-time bilingual paraprofessionals, BCAs, providing more language access for parents in the community.
A review of BCA training procedures and an ongoing professional development plan at community disposal for feedback.
Transparency on list of BCAs, their deployment, budget, and criteria for a location, list and budget.
A commitment and plan for the district around increasing bilingual staff in the South Region.
A formal plan for BCAs, parents, and South Region to meet quarterly to discuss quality of services to ELL families.
And a twice-yearly mandatory report and evolution from schools, principals in the South Region regarding language, access, service, and any issues.
In a time when we're constantly hearing news of cuts to services for poorer and marginalized communities, it's heartening and encouraging to hear about real organizing victory. Congratulations, Juntos.
Coming up in a few minutes, we will hear some suggestions for how the Philadelphia School District can improve teacher quality. But first, let's hear some music.
Hey, yo, all they wanna do is dance. That's all they wanna do.
Get it. Get it. Get it. This is that automatic. I stay fresh like I'm wrapped in plastic. Beat goes plastic, see galactic. Southside boy, we Cadillac-ic. Charismatic, Asiatic. I hustle for mathematics. Cameras, action, change status. Actor, tap your favorite actress. Gucci, rockin', Gucci, poppin'. Movie, watchin', booties, choppin'. Body, movin', showin'.
I touch the masses like a Catholic. Expensive raps, hit my future's backlit. In the act with the cat who matches stacks, my vernacular tracks, y'all react, so let's go.
This is that new ish, keep it standing in mind. That universal mind control, now move your behind. You know you like it, it's calling your name. Nigga, this is that new ish, and it don't feel the same. It's got that dang, the dang, the dang, the dang, 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 the dang, the dang, dang, bomb, the bomb, dang, the dang, dig it, dig it, bomb, the bomb, the dang, the dang, dang.
Some pop, some lock, some move robotic. Like cash money, I stay in pocket. UMC, rah, 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 don't stop it. Chicks exotic, mix hypnotic. Superhero role, boy, I'm bionic. You a fan on some level, I'm a supersonic. Girl, you got it, you can strip like comic. Entranced to melodic, technotronic. Beats, rocking, seats, dropping, seats, popping, streets, rocking, freaking, shaking, money, making, styling, and be a fly. I'm the one the lady chose to strip back pose to, take off their clothes to, chose to, the one that go coast to coast, or Mr. Global, the focal, let's go,
This is that new ish, keep them standing in mind, that universal mind control, now move your behind, you know you like it, it's calling your name, this is that new ish, and it don't feel the same, it's got that dang, the dang, the dang, the dang, 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 bomb, the bomb, dang, the dang,
this way, twist the hate at the Grand Marquee, rock the flash, it's like every day to the top and I'm on my way, let's go,
This is that new ish, keep it standing in mind, that universal mind control, now move your behind, you know you like it, it's calling your name, this is that new ish, and it don't feel the same, it's got that dang, the dang, the dang, the dang, 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 the dang, the dang, dang, bomb, the bomb, the dang, the dang, dig it, dig it, bomb, the bomb, the dang, the dang.
Now that I escaped escape, sleep, walk, or wake.
Yeah.
Those who correlate know the world ain't cake. Jail bars ain't golden gates. Those who fake, they break. When they meet their 400-pound mate, if I could rule the world, everyone would have a gun in the ghetto, of course, when get the up and on their horse. Kick around, drinking moonshine. I pour a sip on the concrete for the deceased, but no, don't weep. Why Clef's in a state of sleep, thinking about the robbery that I did last week. Money in the bag, banker look like a drag. I wanna play with pelicans from here to Baghdad. Gun blast, think fast, I think I'm hit. My girl pinched my hips to see if I still exist. I think not, I'll send a letter to my friends. A born again hooligan, only to be king again.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. I play my enemies like a game of chess where I rest. No stress if you don't smoke cess. Less, I must confess, my destiny's manifest. In some Gore-Tex and sweats, I make tracks like I'm homeless. Rap orgies with Borgie and Bess. Capture your bounty like Elliot Ness. Yes, bless you if you represent the fool. But I hex you with some witch's brew if you do. Voodoo, I could do what you do. Easy. Believe me, frontin' niggas give me heebie-jeebies. So why you imitating Al Capone? I be needing Simone and defecating on your microphone. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you. And take it slowly. You can't run away from these styles I got. Oh baby, hey baby, cause I got a lot. Oh yeah. Anywhere you go, my whole crew gonna know. Oh baby, hey baby, you can't hide from the bag. Oh no.
Ready or not, refugees taking over. The Buffalo Soldier, dreadlock roster. On the 12th hour, fly by in my bomber. Crews run for cover, now they under pushing up flowers. Super fly, true lies do or die. Toss me high, only puff fly with my crew from like high. I, refugee from Guantanamo Bay. Dance around the border like I'm Cassius Clay.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide.
Nobody.
Gonna find you.
If you're just joining us, this is On Blast with Philadelphia Student Union on WPEB 88.1 FM. Now it's time to hear a platform on how the school district can improve teacher quality.
We, the students, parents, and community members of Philadelphia Public Schools, are concerned about the unequal distribution of qualified and experienced teachers across our school. For far too long, many of our highest poverty schools with the most difficult working conditions have consistently had the least qualified and least experienced teachers. More than 25 organizations representing student, parent, education, civic, and clergy groups have joined together to seek strategies to overcome these unfair and unequal barriers to learning. The following is our platform on how to improve teacher quality.
1.
Provide extra incentives and supports for hard-to-staff schools. We urge the district to provide additional supports to improve conditions in the hardest to staff schools in the form of teacher incentive grants.
Individuals who teach in hard to staff schools endure the toughest working conditions and require more supports than are provided to individuals at schools with a more stable teaching force. Possible process for distributing teacher incentive grants. Hard to staff schools would select from a predetermined set of proven teacher recruitment or retention incentives, or make a strong case that another strategy should be employed in order to ensure better working conditions for teachers. We believe it is essential that the entire school community, including school administrators, teachers, parents, and students, be involved in the selection of incentives. Potential list of approved incentives: teacher coaches and mentors, smaller classes, additional staff support, additional money for classroom supplies, and professional development and training opportunities, and so much more.
2.
Improve the district's hiring and transfer policies to ensure the more equitable distribution of certified and experienced teachers. We urge the district to consider a variety of strategies to ensure a more equitable balance of certified and experienced teachers at schools across the district, including placing a cap on the number of emergency certified and inexperienced teachers that could exist at a school. Policies should also be created to ensure that all schools have a balance of new and experienced teachers. Establish an early hiring and teacher assignment process for the hardest to staff schools. We urge the district to adopt a hiring policy that will ensure that individuals willing to teach in hard to staff schools are interviewed and offered teaching policies in early spring.
3.
Strengthen the capacity for principals to be effective leaders. We urge the district to implement strategies that will ensure that hard to staff schools will have highly qualified and well-supported principals.
Research has revealed that hiring high-quality, supportive principals is a key component to ensuring a positive, high-achieving school environment with a stable teaching staff.
4.
Expand opportunities for schools to adopt a site-based selection teacher hiring process. We urge the district to move towards adopting universal site-based selection of teachers by changing the criteria for the process so that more schools have the opportunity to participate.
5.
Include students and parents in teacher training and professional development. We urge the district to adapt a policy that would involve students and parents in district-wide teacher trainings and professional development activities.
6.
Implement a Grow Your Own program in Philadelphia. We urge the district to implement a Grow Your Own program that will provide instructional aides and other paraprofessionals currently working at hard-to-staff schools with opportunities to become fully certified teachers.
National research suggests that individuals who participate in these programs are highly invested in the neighborhood school that they work, often live in the community surrounding hard-to-staff schools, and tend to return back to the hard-to-staff schools and remain as teachers for significant periods after receiving their full certification.
You just heard the platform on teacher quality.
Stay tuned for more On Blast after this song.
Yo, we gotta start respecting life more, y'all. When you look at your brother, man, you gotta see yourself. You gotta see the God within him. We brothers getting changed real quick over nothing. We losing too many of ours. Gotta recreate, y'all. Yo, check it.
Knowing you the best part of life, do I have the right to take yours? Cause I created you irresponsibly, subconsciously knowing the act. I was a part of the start of something I'm not ready to bring into the world. Had myself believing I was sterile. I look at your mother's stomach and wonder if you are a boy or a girl. Turning this woman's wound into a tomb, but she and I agree. But see, we don't need, you would have been much more than a mouth to feed. But someone, I would have fed this information I read to someone. My life for you, I would have had to lead. Instead, I led you to death. I'm sorry for taking your first breath, first step and first cry. But I wasn't prepared mentally nor financially. Having a child shouldn't have to bring out the man in me. Plus, I wanted you to be raised within a family. I don't wanna go through the drama of having a baby's mama. Weekend visits and buying James ain't gonna make me a father. For a while, burying a child is something I never wanted to do. For me to live forever, I can only do that through you. Nerve, I got to talk about them niggas with a gun. Must have really thought I was God to take the life of my son. I could have sacrificed going out. To think my homies who did it, I used to joke about. From now on, I'ma use self-control instead of birth control. Cause $315 ain't worth your soul. $315 ain't worth your soul. $315 ain't worth it. Itself. You had our child in you. I probably never feel what you felt, but you dealt with it like the strong black woman you are.
through our trials and tribulations, child's elimination, an integration of thoughts I feel about the situation. Back and forth, my feelings was patient, happy deep down, but not joyed enough to have it. But even that's a lie, less than 2 weeks, we was back at it. Is this unprotected love, or safe to say it's lust busting? More than a sweat in somebody you trust, or is it that we don't trust each other enough and believe having a child to make us have to stay together? Don't want you in my life cause you have made it better, thinking we all in love cause we can spend a day together. We talking spending the rest of our lives. It's too many black women that can say they mothers but can't say that they wives. I wouldn't choose any other to mother my understanding, but I want our parenthood to come from planning. There's so much in my life that's undone. We gotta see eye to eye about family before we can become one. If you had decided to have it, the situation I wouldn't run from, but I'm walking, finding myself and my God, so I can discipline my son with my rod. And I have a judge telling me how and when to raise my seed. Though his death was out our creed, with no one else to blame, I had a book of African names. Case our mind change, just say your period hasn't came. And lately I've been sleepy, so quit smoking the weed and the beaties, and let's have this boy.
Changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? Should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, kill a nigga, he's a hero. Get it back to the kids, who the hell cares? One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship them, don't let them deal with brothers. Give them guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brothers, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how it's supposed to be. How can the devil take a brother if he's close to me? I let it go back to when we played as kids, but then it changed. That's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Hear me.
Oh, come on. That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
See no changes, all I see is racist faces. Misplaced hate makes disgrace to racist. We under, I wonder what it takes to make this one better place. Let's erase the wasted.
Take the evil out the people, they'll be acting right. Cause both black and white and smoke a crack tonight. And the only time we chill is when we kill each other. It takes skill to be real, time to heal each other. And although it seems evident, we ain't ready to see a black president. It ain't a secret, don't conceal the fact. The penitentiary's packed and it's filled with blacks. But some things will never change. Try to show another way, but you're staying in the dope game. Now tell me what's a mother to do. Being real don't appeal to the brother in you. You gotta operate the easy way.
I made a G today.
But you made it in a sleazy way. Sell it back to the kid.
I gotta get paid.
Well, hey, well, that's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh, yeah. That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
We gotta make a change. It's time for us as a people to start making some changes. Let's change the way we eat. Let's change the way we live. And let's change the way we treat each other. You see, the old way wasn't working, so it's on us to do what we gotta do to survive. And still I see no changes. Can a brother get a little peace? It's war on the streets and a war in the Middle East. Instead of war on poverty, they got a war on drugs so the police can bother me. And I ain't never did a crime, I ain't have to do. But now I'm back with the facts, giving it back to you. Don't let them jack you up, back you up, crack you up, and pips smack you up. You gotta learn to hold your own. They get jealous when they see you with your mobile phone. But telecoms can't touch this. I don't trust this. When they try to rush, I bust this. That's the sound number two. You say it ain't cool. But it raised no fool. And as long as I stay black, I got a stage strap. And I never get to lay back. Cause I always gotta worry about the payback. Some buck that I roughed up way back. Coming back after all these years. Right, tat, 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 tat.
That's the way it is.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah. That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Some things will never change.
Float straight out of our lids. Them, they got boo bodies, hard rock Brooklyn kids. Us, floor rush, when they DJ booming classics. You dig the crew on the fattest hip-hop record. He touch the kinks and sinks into the sounds. She frequents deep, fatter joints called undergrounds. Our funk zooms like you hit the Mary Jane. They flock to booms, man, Boogie had to change. Who freaks the clips with mad amount percussion? Where kinky hair goes to unthought of dimensions? Why is it so fly? Cause hip-hop kept some drama. When Butterfly rock the light blue suede boomers. What by the cut? We push it off the corner. How was the buzz entire hip-hop era? Was fresh in fact since they started saying Audi? Cause funk's made fat from right beneath my hood. The pooba of the styles like Miles and shit. Like 60s funky worms with waves and perms. Just sending junky rhythms right down your block. We beat to rap, what key beat to lock? But I'm cool like that. 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 I'm cool. I'm cool.
Queen bee the chocolates tap to my raps. She innovates after sweeter cat naps. He at the funk club with the vibrate. Them they be crazy down with the five link. It can kick a plan then a crowd burst. Me I be digging it with the bug burst. Us we be freaking till dawn peeps an eye. He gets a stranger smile, so I say hi.
What's up?
Who understood? Yeah, understood the plans. Him heard a beat and put it to his hands. What I just flipped, let borders get loose. How to consume or the beach is like juice. If it's the shit, we'll lift it off the plastic. The babes will go spastic, hip-hop games a classic. Pimp, play a shot, it don't matter, I'm fatter. Axe butter how I zone.
Man, Cleopatra Jones.
And I'm chill like that, 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 I'm chill.
Your feet, cause the clips be fat boss. Them dug the jams and commenced to going off. She sweats the beats and asked me cause she puppet. Me, I got crew kids, seven and a crescent. Us cause a buzz when a nickel bags are dealt. Him, that's my man with the asteroid belt. They catch a fizz from the Mr. Doodle Big. He rocks a tee from the Crooklyn Nine Pigs. The rebirth is slick like my gangster stroll. The lyrics just like Luke coming stacks and rolls. You used to find the bug in a box with Dave. Now he boogies up your stage, plats twist the braids. And I'm peace like that. Peace like that, I'm 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 peace.
Check it out, man, I groove like that, I'm smooth like that, I jive like that, I roll like that.
Yeah, I'm thick like that, I stack like that, I'm down like that, I'm black like that.
Yo, I funk like that, I'm fat like that, I'm in like that, cause I swing like that. We jazz like that, we freak like that, we zoom like that, we out, we out, we out.
You've just been listening to On Blast with the Philadelphia Student Union. This is just a taste of what Student Union does. We also do ongoing campaigns to improve our schools, monthly open mics, men's and women's groups, academic support, political education, and lots of other youth-led activities.
If you want more information about the Philadelphia Student Union, check out our website at www.phillystudentunion.org or email us at info@phillystudentunion.org. You should also find us on MySpace or Facebook. Send your comments and questions about the show to onblast@phillystudentunion.org. We'd love to hear from you.
Tune in next week on Sunday from 2 to 3 p.m. for the next edition of On Blast with the Philadelphia Student Union. You can also listen to the show online by going to our podcast at www.onblast.podomatic.com. See you next time.